My Worst Date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
And this is our shorty for February.
Yeah. Yes.
The shorty for the short month.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going into our second month of the year. Can you believe it?
Ugh. No.
December.
January so far. Wow. Well, that just gave away when we're recording this. But January has been such a long month.
Well, that's at Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, friends. Pew, 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 pew.
This was the longest work week of my life. I'm like, why? We're recording this on a Thursday, and I'm like, how is it not over yet? I don't understand.
No. I
have to discuss something that I'm highly embarrassed about.
Oh.
And that is that I saw my goddamn Christmas tree up.
You know what? You're not the only one.
So much Christmas decoration still.
Yeah. There was a real vibe whenever I was walking. I was walking to the grocery store the other day, and I walked by our neighbors who like own a house. And this woman was walking outside in her pajamas, had her hose slides on, had her house shoes on. Mm-hmm. And she had her real live tree was dead, completely dead. And she was like holding, I'm like, either she's really strong or that tree is hollow because it's completely dead. And she like had it with like one hand and was just like shoving it into the trash can. It's just like a real energy.
Know, it's true though. I have seen a lot of trees on the street this week.
Yeah.
And so this is the second or third week of January.
Yeah. And real trees, I'm like, those are dead. Like I saw some that were just taken out today, and I'm like, those were in your house?
Yeah.
They're like completely brown.
The amount of vacuuming.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna be necessary in your house right now.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty proud of myself. I managed to do that, I think, New Year's Day. I just got it done. Because I think nothing depresses me more than old Christmas decorations. There's something about having Christmas up when you're in the misery mid-January that's just like...
I love the lights. Like, honestly, if I could keep a Christmas tree up year-round, and I, you know me, this is the reason I don't do it, because then I'm like, I never want to take it down.
Well, you can decorate with lights. Like, I leave, or I left this year, I've got, like, LED lights that I just left out there. Like, I took away, because I put them up around all my Christmas decorations, I took all the Christmas decorations away, and then I just shoved all the lights in a terrarium and turned it on, ambience. And it gives you that nice, like, glow.
It's Higa.
Oh, yes. Oh. It's that like cozy feeling. Mm-hmm. But no,
fairies are around you. Isn't that that's what that means? Right?
I was good. I took all of my stuff down on my own like the week after Christmas.
That's what I don't like about it as well. I feel like it's such a lone holiday. If you're the woman in the house, I feel like this happens to you a lot. Moms, this falls on you. Like you're putting up the tree. You're managing the decorations. You're taking all the shit down. This is why for years I did not fucking decorate.
I hear
you. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not the only one that lives in this goddamn house. Y'all can be taking down the Christmas tree too.
I think that that does happen. You know, one time I went home for my birthday, which is at the end of March, and my mom still had her Christmas tree up.
Oof.
And I think that they left it up like through Easter and then like took it down.
That's too long.
But it's way too long. It's way too long. But in my mom's defense, house full of men, and I don't think anybody helps her put up or take down any of the Christmas stuff.
That makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Like you live here too. Yeah. Anyone else has full permission to take down, put up, do all those things.
Well, that's such a larger topic. What is it on TikTok? Kin keeping or whatever? The unspoken labor that women are often responsible for around the house. I mean, it's beyond Christmas decorations, but it's like what it takes to actually run a household beyond just maybe doing a load of dishes is mostly falls in our psyche, in our mind. It's our responsibility, because otherwise it wouldn't get done. And that's,
I mean, luckily, like Anthony does the laundry a lot of the time. And stuff like that. We do try to have like an equitable division of labor in our house.
Yeah,
but
same.
But we are hardwired like not to expect that.
Yeah.
Like
right.
we definitely don't expect that. Like going.
Well, I didn't mean to get on this topic, but now that we're on this topic, things that also happen that I feel are weirdly inequitable, and that is when I fly with Chris, one of the things that we do is I'll take the aisle seat and he'll take the window seat. Mm-hmm. And then if a stranger gets filled in, a stranger gets fucking filled in. I'm not taking a middle seat. And he always acts like, he's like, oh, you're not going to just move over and let that person sit in your seat? Aren't you going to goddamn
you
move,
can move
you
over?
You can fucking move over. Yeah. Why is it got to be me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you sit your happy ass in the middle seat? You love it so much. You're so excited about it. Why do I got to move?
No.
And I feel like this last trip was the first time when we went to fucking New Orleans, this was the last trip that I was like, finally said something like, why I have to always be the one. And then everybody looking at me like I'm like, oh, why wouldn't you want to move?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to sit beside each other? Don't you guys like each other? Mind your business, motherfucker.
Also, it's a couple hours.
I like an aisle seat. I live with him. I can see him. I can lay next to him tonight.
I see this person all the time. Fine. And literally, we're still within like arm's reach distance of each other.
And what are we going to be doing? It's not like we're going to make out the whole flight.
Right? However, which gross if you were.
I have to say, this is so funny. This happens to be, you're like, are you guys watching my TikTok feed? Because this is a huge argument.
Oh,
people fucking hate sitting in between a couple.
Sorry.
Well,
and it's
I
like,
mean, we're not like this either. We're no, not like chit-chatting across people.
Yeah. I literally, that would be like my nightmare.
Chris
honestly.
Usually falls asleep.
Yeah. I'm like,
Chris usually falls asleep. That's why he likes a window seat.
But you know
what?
You
talking to
in
him?
Fairness, though, like you run the risk of having an uncomfortable flight if you're in the middle, period. Because
right.
you don't know what you're right. in the middle of. Like, you know, so it's just like, it's not for me. I'm like, it's not that much worse to be in between a couple than it would be to be in between two any other random people.
Yeah. a lot of people were giving flack about it because like there were some travel people that were like, here's the tip. Have one person book the window and one person book the aisle. And maybe then that middle mm-hmm. won't get booked and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, I mean, when I'm picking
but that's
my
the
seats,
risk you take.
Yeah.
Of course it's likely to get booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I plan
whenever
on it.
I am buying my seats to travel, I'm getting ready to travel. I always pick a seat, usually the window, but like, or the aisle when the other one is already selected because you can see which seats are selected.
Right.
So I do that on purpose so that like maybe someone won't buy the middle seat. Like, I think people do that in general. And I understand it. It's like, yeah, if you're sitting in between a couple that's being real like, lovey-dovey, mushy,
or talking
fucking
to each
weird.
Other a lot, or exchange
over you,
a lot of
yes,
or but trying to pass things
but
over
that
top of
shit,
you. That's bullshit.
That
I hate
shit
that.
Is yeah. bad etiquette on a plane. Yeah. Period. Like
right.
you shouldn't be doing that shit.
Yeah, keep your shoes on and don't pass your shit over top of me.
Still scarred by the guy who reached over me to open the window.
Listen,
scarred by it. I think about it all the time.
The way that I'd be like, sir, no, fuck you, no. No, absolutely not. Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah, people do not know how to behave.
No.
And it's only getting worse because, like, the airline situation
oof.
Is so...
It ain't great.
Ah.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
I'm ready for teleportation, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, aren't we all?
I mean, I'm not going to be part of, like, the alpha group, but
yeah,
I'll beta that
yeah.
shit for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get, like, pieces of your body parts like, left behind.
I don't have a pinky anymore, but...
Still worth it not to fly Spirit.
Spirit Airlines.
I'm a Spirit.
Yeah. yeah
you're like, I don't have a pinky anymore, but
yeah, you're gonna get
I didn't
spliced.
Have to fly Spirit.
Isn't that what they call it in Harry Potter whenever they're trying to, like,
splice
travel? Or? Yeah.
Oh, and I think so.
If they don't make it all the way through, they get, like, that
you
part
deform,
of their body
yeah.
gets, like, fucked up. Yeah. So it's going to happen. No, I feel like we were promised teleportation.
Yeah, flying cars.
Flying cars, jetpacks.
Yes.
Where the fuck are our jetpacks?
Honestly.
Some bullshit. Like, honestly.
We would all be dead if there were jetpacks
like,
available.
We are not
no.
mature enough as
no,
a species.
No, society is not prepared for a jetpack.
Where's my hoverboard?
Yeah.
Yes. Like
yeah.
a legit hoverboard.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We put a man on the moon, like,
and I don't got
forever
so
ago.
So long ago.
And they did it with the computational power of a fucking calculator.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So
of a group of black women with a pad of paper and a pencil.
Put a fucking dude on the moon. Where are our hoverboards?
I don't know.
That
you're
is
right.
the main question.
You are so right.
Well, here's the question. Do we have enough black women in the sciences? I think maybe we need to start getting
yeah,
more.
Get them on it.
Yeah.
Get them on it. Like, put them on the job. I feel
yeah.
like that's
I mean,
what's really missing here. Put them in charge.
I want that.
Right.
That what's her face from the Jetsons, the robot
yeah.
maid.
Yeah.
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 100. iRobot is not enough.
No.
No, I wanted the actual, like,
yeah.
full-sized Rosie.
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
all the shit. Wipes up the baseboards.
My animals would hate it, but.
Did you see somebody on TikTok revealed, like, they did, like, the work and revealed, like, the ages of all the Jetsons? And it's, like, George Jetson is, like, 20 years older than Judy Jetson. Oh. And, like, if you do the backwards math, it's like they got married when she was, like, 16 or 17. And you're like, what? Oh, no. Problematic cartoons.
Scandalous. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, anybody got a would you rather for today? We're talking about, like, future stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I
mean,
what future gadget would you rather? Would you rather have your Rosie the Robot, or do you want your hoverboard?
Flying car. I'm not allowed to get on things that propel me faster than I can go due to the whole lazy eye situation. So skateboards, skis, all those things are off limits to me. So I'm sure hoverboard fits in that category. At least with the flying car, it feels like there's protection. I feel like I'd be allowed to
How does traffic work
in the sky?
In the sky.
It never made sense to me either.
Right? Because I'm just like,
how does it work on the ground? We live in LA. Jesus, I mean, it doesn't.
You are not wrong. You're not wrong about that.
I saw Fifth Element. I don't know.
We will fuck shit up. But yeah, at least there's roads though. So you like you have a basic guideline about like what you're supposed to be doing. Like in the air.
Oh, that's a mess. Waiting to happen.
Yeah. Like I just feel like that. Maybe that's why we don't have flying cars. Yeah. Is because like we can't figure out
how
air
to police
traffic.
The air. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Really would be if it had to be like self-driving or some sort of like robot thing, because I can't. I've tried to play flight simulator. Number one, it's boring. Number two, it's like impossible. So
okay, so wait, we're talking,
do you want
like robot help, like real robot help,
right?
Not like my Roomba.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do love my Roomba.
I mean, I do too. Like, no shade. I hope my Roomba didn't hear me, because like no shade to my Roomba.
My room's name's Roy.
Oh. Shit, I should.
You don't name yours?
No, Jesus.
Oh, I even will tell my house person robot, like, hey, start Roy.
Oh gosh, I feel like that's robot abuse on my part. Yeah. I should maybe not have a robot. I'm gonna go with flying car here. Because here's the thing. Even though, do I think I'm going to die in a flying car related accident? Definitely. Do I already have driving anxiety? Yes. Do I also have anxiety because I saw iRobot way too young? And I'm like, I don't think it took me long enough to use Siri or Alexa in my house because I was so like, nah, I don't like going down this road. You know how I feel about AI.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm very nervous about it. The robots are going to take over. The way I would be so fucking nice to that robot.
Oh, yeah. Like a family member.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I feel like also too, we're thinking of flying cars very high in the sky. What if they were only medium high?
Then they'd chop people's heads off, run into trees. I mean, like, medium.
I mean, yeah,
high.
you gotta
be taller than like the fucking wires.
You gotta get up taller than a tree.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
For sure.
You could put like a parachute or something in the driver's seat so that you're like you're hatched in, if something happens, the parachute automatically.
There
you
go. I just feel like
Top
the
Gun.
Risk you're taking here feels like a lot, but at the same time, a risk in my home or risk on those streets. I'll take the risk on the streets.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up with Rosie over top of me, eyes
just
glowing,
looking at you,
fucking pissed off, you know, because I didn't do the dishes or something. You know, like that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I'm very nice to my Siri and my Alexa. I always say please.
Yeah, I don't know about a jetpack or
if it was teleportation, I would risk getting spliced.
Teleportation, I'd be soups into. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just, like, I imagine now my car, like, going over the hill, like, to the valley in Los Angeles. Like, how does that work? I just have a lot of questions about how this flying car works. And is it really just get a helicopter?
I mean, there's too many people in this city. Also, like, what are the emissions on that? Like,
Yeah.
I mean, did I invent it? It's hydrogen powered. Great. So it's completely green.
Oh, perfect. I love it even more.
It's a hydrogen powered flying car that you don't have to air traffic control. It automatically just knows how to get you from A to B.
You know what I really wish? I just wish the city had better transit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It was designed to be shitty.
You know what? I don't want a robot. I don't want a flying car.
I want high speed rail.
I want a nice.
To be honest, I mean, they did promise us that. They were like, yeah, you can get from L.A. to San Francisco in 30 minutes. And I'm like, where the fuck is my high-speed train?
Yeah. Wow.
But what did you guys didn't decide?
Oh, I'm getting the maid 100%.
Oh, you getting the maid? Okay.
Yeah. I want a clean house. And she'll know who's boss.
Yeah. Oh, see, I gotta be honest. If I had to choose, I would probably choose that, too. Hmm? If I had to choose, I'd probably choose that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I want that clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lazy.
And I just put it in a locked closet when she's done.
That is the worst thing you can do.
It's just sleepy.
No.
Just power down. Yeah. And you can always unplug and then plug it back in if things get hairy.
That's right.
That's what you do with technology. Everybody knows that.
Turn it off, turn it back on.
It's very IT
obviously.
Forward.
Reboot. Control Alt Delete.
Exactly. Well, you guys want to take 5 and then we'll come back with stories?
Yes. Sounds good.
Thanks. And we're back. Okay. I will kick us off with stories. She started talking about her life story from childhood to that day.
Ooh,
feels like a lot.
Year by year.
Oh.
With every single traumatic story and emotion.
Oh.
That was our first ever date, and she didn't even let me speak for the duration. I was like, oh, okay. She is now talking about high school. 6 more years left. Hold tight.
Oh my God. What are you doing? Imagine? Like an American master's on like A&E like biography.
I was born on a shady farm in Georgia.
Little accompaniment.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, wow. Be like, I'm sorry. I thought you think I'm like Ken Burns or something.
I don't care. No one cares.
No.
Better that she did it. Like, I wonder if she did it in, like, third person. Like, oh, Cassie was born in a small town
to a father
and just
who
like
worked on the rails.
And like bring up a tape deck. That's awesome. I think I want to write that movie. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I'll go next. Met at a train station. Walked around for about 10 minutes. What I didn't realize is he was walking me back to the other side of the train station. And when the train arrived, he was like, okay, you can go now.
What?
So I left.
What?
Wait, they had arranged a date and they met at the train
station.
And then he's like,
he walked around for 10 minutes.
Took one look at her and was like, no.
Bye.
Go up this side and then we go down around the corner and come back down.
That's awful.
That's awkward.
I love that the person was just like, okay. Got back on the train.
I guess we're doing this. Okay. I had been on a couple of dates with this young woman before and went to pick her up after work one Friday. From the moment she came to the door, she was giving me a hard time about whatever she could think of, sometimes teasing, other times not. We got in the car, and as we started off, I told her I'd had a really bad day and would like to just have a relaxing evening together.
Oh, no.
Her immediate response was, oh, poor baby, have a bad day. Boo-hoo.
I would fucking lose.
I just wanna listen.
Shit.
I just wanna have a really chill night.
The way that triggers me in a way I wasn't expecting at all right now, like that there must be some deep core memory that, yeah, that just sparked in me. I was like, I was about to swing. Yeah. No.
This is not okay. Yeah, if someone did that to me, that would be a deal breaker.
Like, you're having a bad day.
I'm having a bad day.
If I'm having a bad day, just getting my shirt sleeve stuck in the door can send me over. Oh. Like, there is...
Why'd that trigger me so fucking hard?
No, it is never, you never get your shirt caught on the door when you're having a good day.
No.
100% of the times you're caught on the door, it's when it's the last fucking thing you can deal with.
The resort. It's the last straw.
It's whenever you drop your toast, like, and then all of a sudden you're like, why am I crying?
Yep.
Like, why am I crying?
Yeah, this is the last thing.
There's more bread.
Oh,
like,
poor baby.
Just like, what? So he says, I stopped, backed up the half block to her home. He's like, looking over.
I love that.
He's like, no, 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 no.
Told her to get out. She was hesitant, trying to say she was just joking, to which I told her again to get out. And when she did,
look,
I left.
It really speaks to, like, your sense of humor and someone else's sense of humor. One, needs to be in alignment.
Yeah.
Two, time and place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read the fucking
Read
room.
The room.
Because, like, sometimes, like, being silly like that is okay. And,
right,
like, sometimes
sure,
it's really not. And other times, maybe that person just really don't play like that at all.
Also, yeah, if you're going on, like, a first date, you don't know any of that information.
No.
So just, like, err on the side of just being polite.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
but super
so mad.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. This is a bit of a longer one. I was set up by my friend's girlfriend, shown a picture, and said, sure, she was good looking, and I liked the girl's other friends that I had met. She couldn't be too bad, right? I call her and set up the day and time for pickup at her house. We both were still living with our parents. I arrive to pick her up, and there she is with her parents and brother sitting around the kitchen table just talking. I get a bad vibe from everyone but her when she introduces me. On the way to dinner, I mention the tension I felt from them all. She says it's because she just broke up with her boyfriend a few weeks ago. Her Ooh. Family loved him, and they Ugh. Were all upset that she was dating someone else.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the room you want to walk into.
No.
Okay, I can see that. Maybe they'll get over it and like me once they get to know me if we date for a while. Later on, I ask her about her brother. No brothers. Okay, cousin? No boy cousins that she's close to.
No. No.
What about the guy with her parents when I came to pick her up?
No.
That was her ex.
No.
There to have dinner with her parents.
No. Wow.
They have had him over several times a week since the breakup trying to get them back together.
No.
And had made sure he was there when I arrived.
Listen. Listen.
It's like the Mom son. It's like the son I never had.
Oh.
Get out of my fucking life.
Out.
Get
also, that boyfriend is weird for continuing to be like, this is fine.
Yeah, what's his situation?
I don't know.
I mean, if he's
maybe
really trying to get her back,
didn't
or
want
what
the breakup.
Have you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So awkward.
Oh, no.
That ain't it. I'll tell you what, that ain't it.
Mm-mm.
That ain't gonna win you back.
Also, whenever she told him, like, my parents, like, really liked my ex-boyfriend, she didn't think, like, you know, the guy you met inside?
Thank you.
What?
Don't, yeah. Yeah. I don't even want to have to be the one who brought that up.
Mm-mm.
I want you to tell me as soon as we get in the car, like, oh my God, I'm so fucking sorry. I got ambushed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Better way to handle that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at me. It's called, I don't know if you guys have heard of this, communication.
Look at that.
Oh. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Look into it.
Okay. There we go.
Read it in a book. All right. So this one is, it was a short coffee date. Went well, I thought, because he couldn't stop looking at me or at me and my smile. End of the day, he said I had something between my teeth and was so distracted by it, he didn't recall anything I said. He ghosted soon after. It just reminds me about when
the cilantro. To this day, what I am sure is the reason why I'm not on Daily Zeitgeist. To this day, yeah. I'm like, it's that
fucking
piece of cilantro.
Goddamn cilantro.
God damn it.
No, but also, again, just communication. Just be like, hey,
you got a little.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, it's just like, oh, he thinks my smile's so enchanting. It's like, oh, no, honey.
It's like spinach.
Just staring directly at your smile.
Oh, no. Okay. Met a guy at a bar who one-upped me on everything. I sell custom cakes. He trained as a chef in France. I'm a master gardener. He's won awards for his garden.
Let me see him. Pull him up.
I raise show chickens and meat chickens. He only eats meat he butchered himself. And I'm doing it wrong because I pay someone to butcher for me.
Oh, my God.
I grew up riding saddlebred horses. He was an accomplished equestrian.
All right, we're done.
Who helped his friend train his everything horses. Eventing horses.
We don't.
Everything.
Everything.
It's
like
everything.
It's an
everything horse. It's got that seasoning on it.
What's that? It's an everything horse.
I don't know.
He can do everything.
Yeah, he can pull a carriage.
he can do that fancy horse dancing. Is that? Yeah, in everything horse.
Dressage.
You can do it all.
Isn't that what that's called?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. Sounds fancy. I have two kids. He has no children. But He has opinions. Lots of opinions, of like how I'm a bad mother because we sometimes don't get home from lessons until after seven. When he
after
felt
seven,
he they should be in bed.
Seven? That's speaking from somebody who has no kids.
That's
for
exactly
sure.
Fucking right.
Yeah, like I don't have kids, but I have little brothers, and I can tell you that shit
ain't seven.
No,
never seven. Not even when they're like real. I mean, like maybe when they're like
real,
three
real little.
Or two,
yeah.
Or whatever.
One-uppers are such
the worst.
A pet peeve of mine,
yeah.
too, because yeah. it's like, and it, and I've tried to be more graceful about it as I've gotten older, because I realize sometimes that is someone's way of
connecting.
Like,
yeah.
I do that too, you know, but it always, once they're always like that,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God,
the
that's
way,
the worst.
They're
the
also
way
not
I
listening
struggle.
To you. They're not listening to you to, like, they're listening to respond to
right.
you. Like, they're
right.
not listening to you, which is also just, like, aggravating.
The way I think I sent this to you guys, there was like this, it was like Aries, like the way I struggle between telling a story that's relevant to what you just told me or just shutting my mouth and letting that it, like I do, I'm always like, should I tell you something that I have in common with you, because then I feel like it's relevant, but then I'm also like, I don't want to steal your thunder at the same time, so I'm always, it's a battle that happens up here
but
all the time.
I think there's a difference, because like we all do that sometimes, it's part of like communication and storytelling, like we want to find connections, so like everybody does that sometimes, and like I think that that's fine. It's whenever you are deliberately taking something someone else said and saying, I did it better,
mm-hmm. yeah,
I'm better than you,
yeah,
that's when it's like yeah. ugh, you know,
yeah,
ugh.
My God, you would tell me if I did that, right?
Oh yeah,
okay. Yeah. You're like, no, yeah, you do.
No,
oh,
we're taking this opportunity
this
right now.
Right
this
now.
Is an intervention.
No, it's not.
Oh,
okay. No. Okay, while driving, I turned on the radio and a guy asked, what do you like to listen to? I said, I usually listen to NPR in the car. And he responded, oh, I heard they're a pretty good band.
No. Oh, Terry Gross on the bass.
No. Ira Glass on the keys.
But you know what? I actually have like a little bit of like sympathy for that person, because yeah. that probably was in an effort to relate. Like poor guy like doesn't know what NPR is. We've all done that, right?
Wait, when Violent Femmes for sure. Before I listened to him and I wanted to be cool,
and
I was
like,
oh, 13.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
love
great.
Those ladies.
Yeah,
and they're like oh,
they're yeah. So I'm just like, I'm like, yes, he should know what NPR is, but also if you didn't, we've all been there, like nervous, and someone says they like something, and we're like, me too.
Me
yeah.
too. Oh,
I
love it.
They're great.
Yeah.
It's, they're amazing.
Nope, we've all done that. For
almost went
sure.
to that concert.
Okay, Uno Mas. Do the first date. It was so bad. It happened when I recently graduated from college. I was working and living in New York City and had agreed to meet a guy a few years older who had a job at a top IB. We had met a few weeks earlier at a New Year's Eve party, and he seemed like a great guy. I met him at the bar for happy hour. We were seated, and after the first drink, he told me he thought I had a great body.
Oh. Okay.
I said thanks, but was kind of flustered. Thanks.
Thanks.
And then he told me that he was going to a bachelor party in a few weeks, and
oh, no.
Would I be interested in stripping? I first thought he was joking, so I said, your friends would want a refund. He was dead serious and threw out a number.
No.
I told him I had to think about it. Then I excused myself.
I have to think about it. How big, what was the number?
Yeah, like, what's the number? How many people are going to be there? Is there any way that any of them
no
know
No flash
me?
Photography.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we're going to take everybody's cell phones on the way in.
You put them in those pouches, like,
yeah.
they have at,
yeah.
like, big comedy
yeah.
shows. You're like, okay.
You also have to, like, pay for security.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't come out of my cut.
Exactly. Then I excused myself and said, I have to go to the ladies' room. I then grabbed my purse and told him I'd be right back. And no, just walked out the back door where he would not see me.
Dude, what an inappropriate thing
that's
to
so
ask somebody.
Mean.
Like
yeah. on a date, you want to strip for me and my friends?
I mean, it depends on that number.
But
I've been there, done that. I've stripped before. I mean, I'm
no, exactly. But then it's like
no,
then
no
it's like
shame in the game. But,
but
it's like
that
but
be as a
you
date.
Could also there are people who do that for
yeah.
a job.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you could
them.
Hire.
Yeah,
it feels
you're
weird.
On a date with
yeah.
me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like
I it's weird and fetishy. Almost like
yeah.
to add, like your thing is getting people who don't strip to strip, which is like, because some people do that.
Yeah.
Where they're like, and so
like
I'm
that.
Like, I don't like that.
No,
I don't like that.
I don't like any of it. Well, if you guys have terrible date stories, be they short or long. You just want to reach out and say hello. Go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com, and we love you so much.
Cheers.